This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. By clicking on Submit Strawberry Letter, we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. She saw my mama and didn't stop. That is the subject. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to my soulmate for 9 years. She is raising my two kids like her own, and I love her son like he's mine. My dad has been living with us since Christmas of last year because my 74-year-old mother cheated on him with one of his friends. When it all went down, my wife went to my parents' house because my dad called our house screaming that he was about to hurt his wife. I was out of town, so my wife went to make sure everything was okay. She ended up tussling with my mom, and my mom called the police on her. My wife spent a night in jail, and she's hated my mom ever since. It's understandable, but my wife has a problem with what holding grudges. My dad forgave my mom, but my wife can't let it go. My mom has lost everything, and she lives with her sister now because my dad wanted to sell the house. He said he couldn't stay in a house after he caught his wife there with another man. My mom is doing bad, and she's been in counseling. She left counseling yesterday and blew a tire on the exit ramp of the freeway. My wife called me to tell me that my mom was on the side of the freeway and she probably needed help. I had already gotten the call from my mom, but I was about 30 miles away from her. My wife saw my mama and didn't even stop. At what point will she forgive my mama? It was 95 degrees yesterday and she drove on by my mama like she was nobody. I have a big problem with my wife over that, and we argued about it all night. I have a headache and can't sort this out. Yes, my mom started the fight and pressed charges, but she has apologized. How can my wife be so cruel? How can your wife be so cruel? Your mom cheated on your dad with one of his friends in their house. And I know you love your mom, and this is your mom and all that. And of course you should love your mom. But did you ask your mom that same question when she was fighting or tussling, as you call it, with your wife and made your wife spend the night in jail? Your mom pressed charges on your wife. She was in jail. I mean, she just went over there to try and help them. Your parents were fighting. Your dad was threatening to hurt your mom. That was very, very risky on your wife's part. She could have gotten hurt herself, and she ended up in jail. It's hard to come back from something like that, from jail. I mean, I guess your wife is just done with your mom. I don't know too many people who wouldn't feel the same way, quite frankly. You yourself said you understood. Now, would it be great if your wife could move on and forgive if she had stopped and helped your mom? Yes, of course it would have. I mean, I would have stopped, and your dad forgave her after all that, but your wife is not there yet. It doesn't sound like it. She's not there, and it may take some time. Maybe she'll soften up a bit in the future, or maybe she will never get there. I guess you went and got her. You never said how your mom got home, but your wife did at least call you when she saw your mom stranded. I mean, she didn't help her, and I think that's wrong. I would have helped her, but she didn't. And I don't know. I hope you guys can get this together. I know that's not what you wanted, just a phone call from her. This is a problem, and you guys are going to have to deal with it. Steve?
Now, here's what I see in this letter. This letter is all about your wife, what she's done, how she's handled it, what she's going through, the result of her actions, all that. That's what this whole letter is about. So let me say this. What I see in this letter is really, really a good person. Your wife is really, really a good person. Now, I'm going to show you why I think she's a good person. First of all, you've been married to her for 9 years. You say she's your soulmate. Let me tell you why she's a good person. She is raising your two kids like they her own. That's big. Brother, that's big. And you love her son like he's mine. That's big. My dad has been living with us since Christmas of last year. Now, keep in mind, if we get in this letter now, Christmas of last year, we looking at about 8 months. Okay? So this happened 8 months ago. My 74-year-old mama cheated on him with one of his friends. Now, you know, man, I don't talk about nobody mama. If you know me, how I feel about mamas, I ain't talking about nobody mama. But I ain't talking about your mama. But let's imagine this was somebody else we was talking about. Here this 74-year-old woman decided to get a little frisky and cheat on her husband with one of her husband's friends in her husband's house. Hold up, dog. That's a big one to try to swallow since last Christmas. When it all went down, your wife, this good person, went over to your parents' house because your dad called y'all house screaming that he about to hurt the wife. She go over there, your ass out of town. You ain't ever where you supposed to be. It's just gonna be out of town in here, then you're 30 miles away, 100 years. So your ass ain't ever where you. But right. This good woman is always there.
Nope.
Now, here we go. She went to make sure everything was okay. She ended up tussling with your mom. Now, you know why your mama jumped on her? Because your mama got busted and your mama was wrong. Mm-hmm. So now you coming over here to help him out, and she done jumped on her, called the police, had your wife arrested, and she done spent a night in jail trying to help your damn people. Boy, when I come back, I'm going to just keep showing you how you got a good girl over there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Expecting a lot from her, though.
That's right. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, she saw my mama and didn't stop. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she saw my mama and didn't stop.
This is a letter about a really, really good woman, this man's wife. And in this letter that I'm reading, I can prove to you she's a good person, but she's taking the brunt end of this whole thing that ain't even her mess. You're married to her. She's your soulmate. You've been married 9 years. Let me tell you how good of a woman is. She raising your two kids like they hers, and you doing a good thing because you love her son like he yours. Okay, cool. Your daddy been living with y'all. Okay. She done took this man in. He's 70-some years old since Christmas of last year because your 74-year-old mama cheated on your daddy with one of his friends in their house. The man called the house to tell y'all your ass out of town. But guess who picked up the phone? Your wife. He go over there because he's screaming in the phone. He gonna hurt her. She go over there to stop that. End up tussling with your mama, who then calls the police, has her arrested, and she spent a night in jail. Hold up, man. Here's a person, man, that's bearing the brunt of a lot of actions of some old-ass people that she ain't got nothing to do with. She done went over to the house. She tried to help him. She let your daddy move in, trying to help him. Now, her ass went and spent the night in jail. Then your wife spent the night in jail, and she hated my mom ever since. Pretty good, though, now. You know, most people that had me sent to jail, I hated their ass, too. I'm just going to be real.
Yeah, right.
Now, I ain't been to jail a lot of times, but the few times I have been, I hated the people that sent me there. Let's move on, Steve.
Let's move on.
Steve. Then you said it's understandable. But okay, then if it's understandable, then keep on understanding. All right. My wife has a problem with holding grudges. Wait a minute. Hold up, dog. This just happened 8 months ago. My dad forgave my mom. Well, that's your damn daddy. But hell, your daddy living with y'all. Your daddy forgave your mom, but my wife can't let it go. Your daddy ain't been to jail. Your daddy was in love with your mama. See, that love color covers a multitude of sins. Your wife just thrown into this situation. So now she got to love everybody like y'all do. It ain't her mama. She ain't cheated on nobody. And you want her to feel the same way everybody else feel. Okay. But my wife can't let it go. My mom has lost everything and she lives with her sister now because my dad wanted to sell the house. Bro, I'm just going to tell you right now, your mom kind of bought all this on. I'm just saying to you on the real. Your mom caused this trickle-down effect. These series of actions was caused by what your mom did, okay? He said, now he wants to sell the house because he can't stay in the house after he caught his wife there with another man. That's understood. Now guess what your wife got to do? Your wife got to take him in because he don't want to go over there and stay at the house. Well, dog, tough it up, Dal. You carry your ass over there. Just don't go into bed no more. But take your ass home. You got a house. But no, no, your wife didn't let him come live over there. She bearing the responsibility for actions of a whole lot of people. My mom is doing bad, and she's been in counseling. I feel sorry for your mama, dog, but once again, all this was brought on by an action that she did, all right? She left counseling yesterday and blew a tire on the exit ramp on the freeway. My wife called me to tell me that my mom was on the side of the freeway, and she probably needed help. Now, I had already got the call from my mom, but I was 30 miles away from her. Like I said, you ain't everywhere your ass supposed to be. When your daddy called... When your daddy called and told you he was finna hurt your mama, your ass was out of town. Now right. Your mama called, your ass 30 miles away. Now here you want your wife now to get involved again with your mama, who done already had her put in jail.
Woo.
Spend a night who a woman probably ain't never been to jail before in her life. She over there trying to help somebody. Now her ass will spend a night in jail.
All right.
My wife saw my mama and didn't even stop.
Nope.
I'm just going to let you know, man. It ain't a whole lot of people going to pull that car over. Because every time she try to help, here comes some mess. Now she paying for this mess. She did say, hey, your mama out on the side of the road. She told you that. It ain't no life or death situation. And she didn't even stop. At what point will she forgive my mama? I'm telling you right now, probably not this year. I'm just going to go out on a limb. Too early.
Not there yet.
It was 95 degrees yesterday, and she drove by my mama like she was a nobody. Well, turn the car on and cut the air on. Sit your ass in the car. You know, and you need to get your ass over there, Mr. 30 miles away, Mr. out of town all the damn time. I got a big problem with my wife over that, and we argued all night. I got a headache and can't sort this out. Yes, my mom started to fight and press charges, but she has apologized. How can my wife be so cruel? Your mama apologized to your daddy, too. Your daddy done forgave her, but he ain't moved back in that house. See, you asking your wife to be bigger than everybody in this damn letter when ain't nobody in this letter being the big person they supposed to be. Your mom got it. She going to counseling. She doing bad. That's what happened when old-ass people make mistakes like this because you too old. Y'all know better.
All right. Now, I'm sorry, man. On today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Lucky she didn't swerve over there into your mama, because that probably... I'd have swung over there and tore a dough off.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.